And as the Human League fade out, I welcome Jill to the studio. Welcome, Jill.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you for inviting me.
Right, a long word, soroptimist.
Yes, it is rather, isn't it? Bit of a mouthful. Well, it comes from the Latin term, actually, which loosely translated means the best for women. We're a women-only volunteer movement, which is global. We're affiliated to the UN, and we have consultative status with them. And what we try to do is to improve the lives of women and girls through education, empowerment, and enabling opportunities. So those are all fine words, but essentially what does that really mean? Well, locally, for example, we recently, a couple of years ago, we did a spotlight on safety survey, which sought to find out how safe people felt in the town of Tunbridge Wells and the surrounding areas. And that gave us a platform to actually then engage with institutions in the community, such as the police, the Community Safety Partnership, the Borough Council, to look at ways where we can improve the feeling of safety and work together to actually do that.
So what were the principal concerns about safety?
Well, largely, it won't be any surprise, sort of the lighting in the streets, particularly at night, the nighttime economy, as it's called, young women particularly, moving about the various venues, because, of course, Tunbridge Wells is quite active in that area. And obviously there have been concerns about spiking. And also then, I have to say, the attitude of the police and the extent to which they meet with understanding when offences are reported. So those were the main concerns.
So were they mixed responses from the police? Or?
Well, this is one of the things that we've been able to do, is to engage with the police and work with them. And indeed, since we started talking to them, it may be coincidental, but they have engaged in set up a number of opportunities to talk directly to people in the community about their concerns with various walk and talk events and so forth.
Right. And you talk about education. Is there involvement in the schools as well?
Well, certainly we're working with the police on an initiative they're doing at the moment, which is trying to get into schools and talk about the whole issue of women's safety, safety online for everybody, and counter the influences of porn and all the social media issues that come about. Yeah.
Being a sort of average chap, if I walk down through Tunbridge Wells, I'm not aware of any problems.
No. You won't be. And it's difficult, this situation, because obviously, a very, very high proportion of men behave impeccably towards women. They aren't sexist, they aren't misogynist. But we do still have a fairly hard core. And I think it is about as much about perception, and we do need to find ways of making men generally more aware of how women feel and how unsafe they feel in particular circumstances. Because, as you say, men, they won't mean any harm, but they won't understand that perhaps that perception is not shared.
So it's not only girls' schools you want to get into, it's the boys' schools as well.
And very much so, very much so. And this is something that we do need to work very hard on, is get the whole issue of violence against women and girls owned by the whole of society and not just one part of it.
With the Sarah Everard case in headlines again at the moment, mm-hmm. and the conviction of somebody who was in a trusted position.
Yep.
I suppose this is adding more urgency to the campaign.
Well, I think it is, and in an unfortunate way, really, it's given a lot of impetus to the whole issue of and given causing society, I think, to examine its attitudes towards women. And I feel quite optimistic about the scope to actually change society's attitudes, because if you look back over the last few decades, we know that there have been seismic changes in attitudes towards, for example, homosexuality, race, etc. And I'm sure that if everybody works together in the same way as it worked in those instances, that we can eliminate or at least reduce to a very, very hardcore the misogyny and sexism that people face.
Good. That sounds an admirable objective.
Well, and, yeah, there you go.
And you and I both realise that it's never going to completely succeed because another generation going to come along that needs educating.
And that is one of the major focuses, I think, where education really does need to focus is on the young people coming through, because their attitudes are being influenced at a very formative point in their lives. And some of the influences are really, well, they're pernicious, and they are all pervasive, and they are leading to some very disturbing misapprehensions of what relationships are about.
Right. We're going to come back to International Women's Day in a few minutes, but we're not. We are today getting to the end of the week, and this Friday marks International Women's Day. And I've got Jill Ruddock here from the Strotomist International, and right, let's talk about International Women's Day.
Yes, certainly, John. International Women's Day has been around for several decades, and it's an opportunity for people active in the space of women's empowerment, improvement, to get together and share ideas about how to make lives better for women. So we, the Soroptimists in Tunbridge Wells, we've teamed up with Protection Against Stalking, with Reclaim the Night campaign, and also helped by Collie Rain Associates, the marketing consultancy. We put together this event, which is taking place on Sunday, at 2 o'clock at the Church Hall of King Charles the Martyr. And we're going to have some speeches from Protection Against Stalking, from Tricia Bunnell, MBE, who co-founded the charity. We're going to have a panel discussion, and there'll be other organisations showcasing their activities. And we hope to make it an interactive participatory event, where, and hopefully come away with some ideas about initiatives to undertake, which can address the whole issue of women's safety, the safety of women and girls, whether it be online or in the real world. And the international theme for the day is inclusion and working together. And that's very much what we want to, espouse, in our event.
I like their snappy title, Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress.
Yes, definitely. And I think it's well proven that involving women on the par with men can actually have financial benefits. For example, there is research that's shown that the companies that do have women in key positions on the boards do have a better bottom line, and they bringing the women on board actually does improve the bottom line. So investing in women. Women are, after all, half the population, and why should they not be invested in the same way as men?
Very good question. And so what time is it on Sunday afternoon?
It's at 2 o'clock, 2 till 4:30, refreshments will be provided, we hope to have a good, fun afternoon where there's a lot of discussion and a lot of ideas coming up about how we can improve things and reduce and how we can work together, because we've got White Ribbon, and we've got several. White Ribbon is an organisation that is using men to change men's attitudes towards women, and we've got domestic abuse charity, DAVS, showcasing UN Association, Amnesty International, and many councillors, and the mayor is coming along. So as I say, I do hope we're going to have some fruitful discussions.
Right. And I take it men are allowed to come along as well.
Of course they are. I think there are about half a dozen signed up. So, yes, and the more the merrier. Very much like, because as I've said earlier, it is a partnership. You know, it's something that the whole of society should own. And therefore we want ideas from the whole of society to actually address the issue.
Right. Okay, we're going to take another break, and we'll be back after that. We've got Beyonce and Texas Hold'em. You're listening to West Kent Radio. West Kent Today here on 95.5, 106.7, 107.2 FM, online, on your smart speaker, And with me at the moment is Jill Ruddock from Throptomus International. We've been talking about Throptomus and International Women's Day, which the UN celebrates every year. And this week it's this Friday, but there's an event in Tunbridge Wells, King Charles the Martyr, between 2 and 4.30 in the church hall there, with different organisations. And we're just going to a bit of a recap about the organisation that's going to be there and why it's so important.
Well, it's important because it is about working together. It's about, because we're great believers in the principle of 1 + 1 = 3. And so the organisations that we're involving, protection against stalking, because we know, for example, that about 600,000 reports of stalking are received by the police every year. And the lady who is doing our speech actually has personal experience of the devastating consequences of people being stalked. We've also had the participation of Reclaim the Night campaign, who have done the graphics and so forth for our event. And they have been active in following the Sarah Everard tragedy, trying to ensure that women feel safe walking on streets at night. And we're helped in our event by Collie Rain Associates, the marketing consultants, who are active themselves on a commercial basis in this sort of space. So we've also got domestic abuse charity DAVS. We have White Ribbon, which is, as I said earlier, trying to involve men in changing men's attitudes. And we have Amnesty International, the local UN association, and, of course, the Soroptimists will be showcasing their own work.
And the work will go on after Sunday.
It certainly will, because the need, unfortunately, the need is growing, not reducing. I think that, for example, the number of rape cases per year in almost 500,000 is about 4 times what it was 10 years ago. There are all sorts of parts of the system which need to be improved in order that victims of violence are better served.
And, of course, the topic of conversation on all this is violence against women and girls, which is ongoing in education.
It is, and because, as I said earlier, because of the rather pernicious influences of social media and certain key individuals who are prominent in that space, influencing the minds of young people of both sexes in terms of how what a good relationship consists of, and it really is not something that is going away.
Well, thank you very much, Jill. I hope you'll be able to come back and perhaps bring some representatives of some of these organisations and we can further the discussion and enlighten us.
That would be an excellent idea. Excellent. And thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about Soroptimus and what we're doing.
Okay. All details will be on our website later on today. And if you missed any of the interview, then that will be available as well.
Bringing you closer. We'll be right back.
Odyssey, use it up and wear it out. My thanks to Jill Ruddock from Stroptimists coming in this morning. Again, her interview will be available to listen again to later on today.